Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. Hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey here, inviting you to stay tuned for The Ron Caskey Show. That's me, I'm Dr. Ron Caskey, that's spelled C-A-S-K-E-Y. I'm going to give you my website, my email address, my cell phone numbers, and here's what I do and what we're going to talk about on today's Ron Caskey Show. We're going to talk about how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. I'm going to give you some details. I can do more in front of you, but I'll at least get your attention on the Ron Caskey Show today, and I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Yep, for a fact, I can show you how to do that. And then I'm going to invite you to call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. So I'm going to give you my cell phone numbers, my website, my email address, and then we're going to talk about your retirement. It's your retirement, folks. I don't do the gambling side of the table where you pay a financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker to gamble with your retirement, the largest casino in the world. And that's Wall Street. I don't do that. So stay tuned. The Ron Caskey Show starts right now. Buddy, welcome once again to the Ron Caskey Show. That's me. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Grab a pen, a piece of paper, jot down my phone numbers. Call me today. Don't put it off. My calendar's filling up. I know it's the middle of summer, but people with a brain, only those with a brain, are scared to death what's coming in the economy and the markets and globally, and what that's going to, how that's going to affect your retirement. Now, if that doesn't matter to you, you might want to have a psychology test and see what's going on in your head. Because I'm telling you, with the signs that led up to 08 and 09 crash are the same signs we're seeing today. And people, some people are listening. My phone's ringing off the wall. It really is. My schedule's filling up, and that's good for me. But other people, they just get, if you like gambling, if you just have to go to Cripple Creek and Blackhawk and sit there and throw your money away, or Las Vegas or Reno or Biloxi, Mississippi, wherever you go to throw your money away, if that excites you, then you're going to love what's coming in the stock market. Now, if that makes you nervous or you don't do it like we don't do it, then you need to give me a call and get on my calendar. I'm not trying to be mean. People say, are you trying to scare us into making a decision? I wish I could. But people have to listen to what I'm saying. And I put what I do with my radio show. I don't script it, but I do take some notes here, like I'm going to talk today about the new retirement reality. And then I read some headlines out of the Denver Compost and the Wall Street Journal and Business Intelligence that I get every week. And then I just try to put that into a meaningful conversation. I'm not lecturing. I'm just trying to have a conversation with people and get people to wake up and decide. And here's another thing. There's a verse in the Bible. I'm going to look it up during this next break. There's a verse in the Bible that says, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you?" And it happens all the time. I meet with people, they scoop my brains out, I give them some really, really good choices, and some people even make that choice, and then they call me back and say, "Well, I need to think about this." Well, all I know is somebody is talking in your other ear, and that every time, I can guarantee it. Whoever's hindering you from making a wise decision, it's your money, folks. I don't care how old you are. It's your money. You earned it. And I give you good choices on how to capture the upside of the market with none of the downside risk. I show you how to get lifetime income for you and your spouse. And you make that decision. And then somebody, it's always your kids first, a church member, a hairdresser, barber, or somebody at work. None of those people have your heart, your brain, your spirit, your hard work ethic. Nobody else out there can help you make that decision for your money. But you listen to them and allow people that don't have a clue. Church members, hairdressers, or your financial planner advisor, CFP fee taker, or your kids or an employee, they don't have a clue what they're talking about. And yet you listen to them. Every now and then, I have somebody 60, 65, 70 years old say, "Well, my kids talk me out." That's really stupid. I don't apologize for saying that. That's really stupid because it's your kids that'll benefit from that wise decision you make today to grow your money. And they're the ones that benefit when you die. But then they talk you out of it. Doesn't make sense. For instance, I've got, and it's temporary, I don't know when it's going away, but anybody that's got $20,000 up to $74,999 can get a 22% bonus on issue. Think about that. Anybody with $75,000 and over can get a 25% bonus on issue. What? The only reason you wouldn't stick with it and do that is because you don't believe it. And so think about that. If you put in $20,000 and you get 22% on that, that's $4,200 day one. So you turn 22 into 26, four. If you have, so I can work with the zeros on the backs of my eyelids. If you have $100,000 on issue, you get $125,000. $200,000. You get $250,000 on issue, and that begins to grow with the market and will never ever go down due to the downturn in the market ever. Now, what's to think about? I don't get it. Now, that's on the accumulation product. And don't let your financial planner advisor, CFP fee taker, tell you you can't get your money out because they're lying to you. Because that one, year two on, you can get up to 10% penalty-free withdrawal, take out up to 10%. That's not an efficient use of your annuity, but that's to what it's grown to. And you can, and that's penalty free. It's not tax free. Now, if it's after tax money going in, you're only taxed on the interest coming out. But I still get people with IRAs. Here's an IRA, and they're worried about, well, I just don't. What if I want all my money out in 5 years? Okay, take the bucket it's in right now, and you take out all your money after 5 years. Do you understand? Wherever that money is, you are going to pay taxes on 100% of it when you pull it out. Now, see again, it doesn't make sense, but that's an accumulation product. Here's an income product. You know, someplace down the line, in the next year, 5 years, or tomorrow, whatever, you're going to want income. I have an income indexed annuity that has a 10% bonus day one. And it's a guaranteed 10% a year for 20 years interest. So the first year, you've got 10%, and then you get another 10% on that the first year, and guaranteed 10% a year for 20 years. And that's a minimum. If the index goes above that, which it does, they give you that instead of the 10%. And you can start taking income. Don't listen to your financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker. They're lying to you when they tell you you can't get your money out, because you can start taking income the day it's issued. The longer you leave it alone, that percentage of withdrawal, that income, goes up. But that income's guaranteed for life out to 120. If you take joint income, the amount is 0.5 less, just 0.5% less, and you get income on both of you, not together, but you die and he or she gets it when after that and on. See, that's as technical as I want to get on the backs of your eyelids. But again, what's to think about when I had, there's a verse in the Bible, and some of you don't get my Bible Views Sunday radio show, but I cover this stuff on my Sunday show. But there's a verse in the Bible, and I do a free church seminar. In fact, today I'm in Fort Worth, Texas, doing my 3-hour Saturday morning seminar, and a verse that I always point out in there is the Bible standard for interest on your money is 100%. Return. Now, it doesn't say overnight, but 100% return. What is 10% a year for 10 years? Duh, it's 100%. So we've just matched the Bible standard for interest, but this one gives you another 100% the next 10 years. So we're double the Bible standard on what the Bible says you should make on your money. See, I'm telling you, I none of that's in my notes. I'm just telling you, here's what I do and how I do it, and you owe it to yourself and your family, whether they listen or not. It doesn't matter if your kids listen to it, but you need to sit down with me and let me show you this on a pad and a piece of paper, and I'll take less than, that's 30-ish minutes, okay, in your house or your office. And I'll take 30 minutes, but I'll take less than 2 minutes of that window right there, and I will show you exactly on a piece of paper, here's how indexed annuities work and how they can work for you. So give me a call. 11 and a half minutes ago, I said, here's my numbers, write them down. Well, here they are. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-9811. 1972. Give me a call today. I'll give you my numbers again at the end of this segment and twice in my next segment. Let me start out here with, this was in last Sunday's Denver Compost, and the headline is Parks, and they introduced this on the front page, and now inside is near two-thirds of a page. And what it's talking about, see, here's what you get, folks, when you live in a state like we do, that's run by a communist house, a communist center, Senate, and a communist, socialist, left-wing, nut, LGBTQIA governor. Here's what you get. By the way, Polis has started making some decisions, like turning the clerk in Mesa County, her sentence, he took it away and set her free. And the House and the Senate's just giving him grief over it. Well, he's made two or three wise decisions recently. You know why? Because he's not running for office now. For 8 years, he's running for office, so he wants to do what the liberal, left-wing, nut, socialist, communist, Democrats in the state of Colorado wanted him to make. Now he's making a couple of good decisions, and guess what? The communists in the House, the communists in the Senate are all over him saying, you can't do that. And he said, well, I did it. Well, here's what we get in this state. Watch this. They're starting to charge per person to these state parks. And here's state parks day pass, $10 to $12. Mount Blue Sky, what an irritation. It's Mount Evans. But now to go up Mount Evans, which we've ridden our motorcycle up there countless times. Bicyclists go up there. People go up there in cars. And now it costs $17 to $22 per person to go up Mount Evans. Hanging Lake over there in Glenwood Canyon, $12 per person. Pikes Peak, $20 to $40 per person. Per person, not per car, per person. Now, who paid for that paved road up Pikes Peak? We did. Who paid for that paved road up Mount Evans? We did. Here's Hanging Lake. Who paid for that? We did. Maroon Bells, $5 and up. That's a cheapie. Blue Lakes, wherever in the world that is, $6 to $31. Per person, folks. They're robbing us blind, stealing from citizens in the state of Colorado because they can. Well, that's what you get. That's why we're trying to change that. And if you put wiser in, you're going to get more of the same. So here's some headlines. Good night. I've got 5 minutes left in this segment. Oh, well, you need to know what I do and how I can help you. That's what I'm here for anyway. And so I don't apologize for that. Here's some headlines. Chip makers cash in at everyone's expense. Increased prices of 25% on Macs and iPhones. They're already out the wazoo, and now they're increased and they're blaming the price of chips. Extraordinary good news for the shareholders, this article says. And it's what I've been saying. It's all they care about. The CEOs and the shareholders, all they care about is how much money they can make. They don't give a rat's patootie about the customer, but it's the customer that pays for that. Here's another headline. CEOs are getting record pay in the millions. Record pay. Chip firms cash in on AI. This year, shares in Micron and SK Hynix, whatever that is, are both up about 290% in dollar terms. Debt binge drives stocks into risky territory. Investors have never been more eager to ratchet up their stock returns through margin loans and funds that amplify gains and losses. It may be a sign of trouble. This is the article I'm quoting. U.S. margin debt, that's what investors borrow to buy securities, rose 54% to a record $1.4 trillion in a year. They're running up debt to buy shares to fatten their pockets to pay off the debt. How stupid can you get? How much have airfares in the U.S. risen with high jet fuel costs? Popular domestic routes rose 35% this summer compared with last year. Popular international routes are up 15%, highest they've been since 2022. Airlines have been passing those increases, of course, to the passengers with higher airfares and fees. Now they're charging you $50 to put your whatever in the overhead. Strategy in a crisis. Never say never. The slow motion crash of cryptocurrencies has weighed heavily on the company's strategy, whatever that is, which snapped up tens of billions of dollars in Bitcoin as digital assets spiraled to highs. Bitcoin's retreat hammered the company's stock. Left the company with limited options to raise more cash. Bitcoin went, listen to this, I've been talking about this for years. Bitcoin went from $126,000 per puff of air down to $60,000 so far this year. Old school debt keeps seniors from retiring. I talk about this all the time. Student loans. Old school debt keeps seniors from retiring. Chris and Carolyn McAuliffe are in their 60s, but don't expect to retire anytime soon. Why? Because they are still paying off their student loan debt, which has ballooned to $500,000. She, a nurse, he, an engineer, had combined $114,000 in student debt when they graduated. Student debt. When they graduated with post-grad degrees. Now, because of interest and fees on these criminals that made these loans, and the government allows it, they now have over $500,000. They'll never pay that off this side of the grave. Their kids will. They extended the life of their loans, and interest charges resulted in this debacle. More than 3 million people, 62 and older, have federal student loans, up from 1.8 million in 2018. McAuliffe's are paying $3,000 a month. Once again, quote, I owe my soul to the company store, as the old song goes. That's criminal, folks, but those are government student loans, government charging interest rates, and here's one more. Supreme Court of the United States to consider assault weapons bans. Of course, AR-15s are at the top of their list. The bans are, of course, already in place in Connecticut and Chicago and New York, LA, and DC, being pushed, of course, by the Democrats. One more. Less Fed guidance is a headline in the Wall Street Journal. Less Fed guidance on securities could mean more volatile markets. There you go for all of you gamblers in the market. My time's up. Give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call today. Don't put it off. Stay tuned. I will be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Kasky here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Kasky. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front, and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. people have been asking me for things like this, and it's, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. Second segment of today's Ron Caskey Show. Here's my numbers. Call me, get on my calendar, and before it fills up, because it does fill up. So here's my numbers. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office this coming week. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment. My time doesn't cost you anything. You need to get the truth about how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. And by the way, I mention this every now and then, somebody listens. If you have a orphan 401k, that's a 401k you left behind at another job, you no longer work there, nobody contributes there, nobody's managing, or so-called managing, your 401k. They usually turn it over to a lesser house, and they will eat your orphan 401k up in fees if you leave it there long enough. You need to move that out of wherever it is and move it into an IRA annuity. That is a non-taxable event. If you have an orphan 401k, call me and at least get the truth and let me show you what you can do with it. And that includes PARA and TSP. PARA is state, TSP is federal. And if you've got either one of those, you you need to call me. Because let's talk PARA, because there's 550,000 people in the state of Colorado on public employees, retirement, whatever that is. And you can do so much better in an IRA income indexed annuity. I show people this all the time. Some people listen, some people don't. But I guarantee you, you can get better, more income, sometimes three or four times the income that the state promises you. And then when you die, your spouse can get the same check if you choose. Not 50%, the same check. So if you've got PARA, TSP, orphan 401k, IRA sitting somewhere in the largest casino in the world, which is Wall Street, call me and at least get the truth. Doesn't cost you a penny ever. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I try to play one of my songs off of one of my five gospel albums on Saturday. Sometimes I forget, but I remember today. This is a great song for the chaotic times that we live in today. And it says, the title of the song is God Walks the Dark Hills. Here you go.
God walks the dark hills, the highways and byways. He walks on the billows of life's troubled sea. Cold, dark night, the shadows of midnight. God walks the dark hills to guide you and me. God walks the dark hills. walks the dark hills to show me the way. God walks in the storm, the rain and the sunshine. He walks in the shadows, a glimmering light. He walks o'er the mountains high, the rivers and valleys.
Go. God walks the dark hills. If you're a born-again Christian, folks, you're not on this journey by yourself. And God walks the dark hills, and God will protect you, and God will take care of you. And so that's why I sang that song on Saturday's radio show today. I said the title of today's conversation is The New Retirement Reality. And so let me back up to last week, because I made a statement. Normally, I don't answer challenges from listeners on my radio show. It's not worth it. But this challenge is so misinformed and twisted the scriptures so far out of context that maybe somebody else has the same idea. And so, you know, and this person pointed out, I have read through the entire 66 books of the Bible over 7,000 times, and yes, the King James Version of the Bible. And that caused that individual to pause. But then further in the conversation, he said, now, in this passage of Scripture, where the King James Version may have gotten it wrong, right there, we have a problem, folks, because the King James Version of the Bible does not ever get it wrong. Period. End of story. Now, there are, I don't remember how many so-called translations and perversions of the Bible today that I can't even count them. But have you ever gone into... people say, well, I use the New King James or the American or the blah, 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 because we no longer speak Old English. So let me help you here just a minute. I hang out in bookstores when I travel sometimes, and usually use bookstores. But let's go to Borders or what's the other one? Anyway, a bookstore that's prevalent here in Colorado. You know, I have never, ever heard anybody go into Barnes & Noble is the other one. I've never heard anyone go into Barnes & Noble and walk up to somebody that works there and saying, do you happen to have Shakespeare in a modern translation because I don't understand Old English? Have you ever heard that happen? No, it's never happened. Those same people still read Shakespeare in the original English, Old English language. And I'm sorry if you can't understand the these and the thous and the wherefores and the whences and so on, but the only reason anybody would read a modern so-called translation of the King James Version of the Bible is to water it down, make it easier on whoever is reading it so that it doesn't come across as whatever. So anyway, yeah, I've read through the King James Version of the Bible over 7,000 times. That's the one I preach from. That's the one I use on the radio. That's the one I memorize, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, that's the reason. If you don't read the King James Version of the Bible, it's okay for you. I'm just going to tell you, don't try and tell me the King James Version of the Bible gets it wrong, because that never has happened. So this individual took offense at me saying last week, you don't find retirement any place in the Bible. Now, I went on to say, if you're tired of working your 9-to-5 job, I'm not talking about you changing jobs or doing a hobby or starting your own business or whatever. What I don't find in the Bible, and that's what happened here in this occasion that he brought up, and I'm gonna deal with it on here because maybe somebody else has the same question, but or response or whatever. But what I said was, you don't find some people's idea of retirement where they quit working, go on their pension, Social Security, sit down and die on the porch at 62, or in teachers' situation, sometimes at 52, and stop working for a living. That's what I'm talking about. You don't find that in the Bible. You do find on occasion where they've stopped this particular profession or job, or in this case, a ministry, and move over here. So let me show you what. And by the way, when you read the Bible, I talk about this all the time. The Bible will interpret itself if you take it in its context. Instead of just pulling out Numbers 8, verses 23 through 25, I went back to Numbers 8, verse 1, and through the end of the chapter. And if you do that, it takes on a whole different meaning to what this individual said. So in verse 5 of Numbers chapter 8, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the Levites. So throughout this context, he's talking about the Levites, a particular class of people. In this case, they were the ministers in the tabernacle. And in this case, these Levites, it goes on to say, they will serve in the tabernacle from age 25 to 50. And then this person tells me on the phone, see, they retired at 50. No, they didn't. They just changed jobs. And so he tells Moses, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them, and thou shalt, then shalt thou do unto them to cleanse them, sprinkle water and so on. Then let them take a young bullock with the meat offering, even fine flour and so on, and shalt bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the congregation, shall gather the whole assembly of the children of Israel. Thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord. Children of Israel, put your hands upon the Levites, and basically we would call that an ordination service today. And the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks, and thou shalt offer the one for a sin offering, burnt offering, atonement, and so on. Thou shalt set the Levites throughout here. Hello, he's talking about the Levites, not the construction workers, not the fishermen, not the builders, not, it's the Levites. They were the ministers in the tabernacle. And he says, before the sons, and offer them for an offering, and so on. Separate the Levites. Verse 15, shall the Levites go in to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation? Thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering, for they are wholly given unto me from among the children of Israel. Instead of such, open every womb, even instead the firstborn, so on. For all the firstborn, so on. And I have taken the Levites for all the firstborn of the children of Israel, given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons, and they are to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation, and so on. And Moses and Aaron, all the congregation, the children of Israel, to the Levites, according unto all that the Lord commanded Moses. and the Levites were purified, and so on. And after that, when the Levites to do the service in the tabernacle of the congregation, so what they did was, it was labor, it was hard work. They killed the bullocks, they butchered the bullocks, they bled the bullocks, they put them on the altar, they did the sacrifice for the atonement. That's what you did before Jesus died on the cross and ended all those sacrifices. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this is it that belongeth unto the Levites. From 20 and 5 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. From the age of 50 years, they shall cease. Right here, this guy says, well, there's your retirement. All you got to do is read it. No, they just changed positions at 50. They stopped doing the hard work in the service of the tabernacle. Watch, don't believe me. From the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation to keep the charge, and shall do no service, not the previous service. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites, touching their charge. All they did was stop the hard labor and the sacrifice labor, and they just changed positions. And now he said, join your brothers in ministering in the tabernacle. Now, I know it took a long time for that. I just felt like I needed to straighten that out because other people may have the same question. I still do not see stopping working and sitting down on a porch and dying is what some people call retirement. Now, I don't have much time left. I got 4 minutes left to talk about the retirement reality. So I'll take this up next week. But for most of American history, retirement was fairly simple. And these are the people I'm talking about when they leave this job and retire on a pension and Social Security and go do something else. But today, almost everything has changed in retirement from what your grandfather did. Your grandfather retired from a pension, which are basically in the past. They're gone. But he retired from a pension. You may retire from a pile of money in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, usually. That is volatile and stands a chance of tanking. Those are two complete different worlds. So today we're going to talk about, in the 3 minutes I have left, we're going to talk about why retirement planning has completely changed and why yesterday's advice doesn't always work in today's world. And so I'll start on segment one and then I'll take it up next week. But here it is. Retirement has changed more in the last 30 years than the previous 100 years. So a person often worked for one employer for their whole working life. That rarely happens anymore, but they may have worked 30 or 40 years and retired with a gold watch and a pension and Social Security, and their income was predictable. The employer carried the cost of the risk. Not anymore. Today, the employee carries almost all of the cost of the risk. And so it's defined benefit plans in the past to today defined contribution plans. And then some genius president years ago, I forget which one, put in 401ks. And now we have IRAs and rollovers and self-directed investing. I get people all the time, they say, well, they told me I could pick and choose my stocks and bonds and mutual funds in my 401ks. You don't have a clue what those are. But it releases the liability at that point of the employer and the third-party administrator. And so the responsibility has passed and shifted from the employer now to the individuals. And so the responsibility for retirement income didn't disappear. It simply moved from the company onto your shoulders. And so what I do with indexed annuities is I move the risk, which is 100% on your shoulders now. It's not on your employer. It's not on the TPA. It's on your shoulders. It's not on your shoulders, your financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker. All they do is take a fee to gamble with your money and hope for the best. The risk is on your shoulders. The losses you take when the market tanks is on your shoulders and your money that's going down the tube. I take all of that away. There is, with an indexed annuity, there is no risk. And when the market tanks, you keep your gains. The market goes up, you gain. Market goes down, you keep your gains. This is from now on. And so that's why I do indexed annuities. I take the risk off your shoulders, and it moves to the life insurance company. My time's up. I hope it's been a help to you. Give me a call. Let me help you. Here's my toll-free number, 877-218-1972. Give me a call. Let me bring the information to you. Doesn't cost you anything. See you next week. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front, and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. 1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. There you go. There's the Ron Caskey Show for today. I appreciate you listening. And I'm going to tell you again, you need to call me for a no-cost appointment. No cost. My time never cost you a penny, and there's never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. I'm going to show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. So all I want you to do today is give me a call and get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And again, no cost, no pressure. But I am going to show you, and I use only, you've heard the show, you've heard me say it week in and week out, I only talk about indexed annuities. That's a life insurance company product where your money is indexed to a market. Your money is not in the market. So if you want to get the truth, you want to get the honest facts about how to protect, preserve, and grow and recession-proof your retirement, call me today, 303-710-3791, toll free, 877-218-1972. And oh, by the way, don't forget to dial in here, KLTT, tomorrow to the Bible Views Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Bye.